Have you ever been at the beach and then out of nowhere, a seagull swoops overhead, takes a dump, and then flies away? Some say you are lucky if bird poop lands on you. I have to disagree with that theory, mainly because I don't like to be pooped on, but who really does anyway? Before you swoop and poop on others, bag it up and fly away. Experts call this seagull management. You swoop in for a hot minute, you drop a bunch of bombs, and you leave your team feeling like, well, crap. The pitch challenge today, don't manage like a seagull. If you've put your trust on your team, it's counterproductive to swoop in, make a mess of things, and leave again. If you are a very hands-on manager or boss like me, this is hard to do. But if you don't lead your team with trust and believe that they can handle it on their own, you create a very dependent team that can't make a move without you. When I'm about to swoop in on my team and make a mess of things, I think about these annoying seagulls that swoop and poop. I don't want to be a seagull, do you? I tend to swoop and poop on texts where it's fast and easy, or right before I'm heading out for travel on a plane, which is the worst time because you are literally swooping, pooping, and then unavailable for the next 3 hours. If you need to jump in with your team to correct something, only do it when you have time to devote to do it right. Dipping in and out on them just causes a bigger mess that's harder to clean up when you finally do land.